This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Today we're going to talk about pride, and pride is a category in and of itself. This is one of the most shameful qualities in a human being. Pride makes people do crazy things. And if you think jealousy is bad, if you think that being impatient is annoying and it's bad, pride, it takes the trophy. And the reason why I say that is there are so many verses in the Quran that give us an insight of just how terrible pride is, and just how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks against pride and zero tolerance when it comes to pride itself. So much so that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said a really interesting hadith on this subject, and he says, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, no one will ever enter Jannah if they have a mustard seed worth of pride in their heart. Now just think about that for a minute. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that pride is unacceptable in Jannah. As a matter of fact, one of the main reasons why Iblis was expelled out of Jannah, one of the main reasons is because of pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf that it was said to him, Iblis, فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Allah told Iblis, get out, you're expelled, you've been thrown out, you've been suspended out of Jannah. And the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal tells him that in Jannah there is no room for your level of pride. Now remember that whole incident, that ayah started off because Iblis did not want to make sajda to another human being. So when he was ordered with the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, what does he say? أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. I'm better than him. You know, you made me, I created me out of fire, you created him out of clay. You know, so pride was a big motivational factor for Iblis, for him to actually be defiant and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That tells you just how far pride can cause somebody to go and the things that they say and do. It would literally put them in a scenario that is unimaginable. And speaking of which, it's really interesting to me that how we're talking about this subject. I actually had this subject prepared like last week or just over a week ago. And considering what happened in the United States with George Floyd, you know, this poor man, and how he was killed by the police officer. I'm not going to get into the story because it's pretty viral. Everybody's talking about this subject, but that police officer with his knees on this poor man for 8 minutes or 8.5 minutes, and then an additional two minutes after the poor guy was already dead and unconscious. Like, what's going on in your mind when you're doing that to another human being? What are you thinking about? There has to be some sense of pride that I'm better than him, that his life is not as worthy as my life. There has to be pride part of that whole scenario. And my point is that pride makes people think and do the worst of the worst things if it's not addressed, if it's not healed, if people don't call you out on it. And so Iblis, we saw this example right from the very beginning of mankind. This is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, despite he was having direct conversation with Allah, Allah is telling him certain things. It didn't stop Iblis from being defiant to Allah. It didn't stop Iblis from disobeying. And subhanAllah, this is where it all begins. And this is what pride does. And this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam once explained to us what pride really is. And he mentioned two things. The first is that he mentions pride, batarul haqq. It prevents you from the truth. You know, it creates this barrier where you're too good to be talked to and to be advised and to listen to the truth. You know, you've reached such a level in your life or a position or a place in your life that nobody can just walk up to you and tell you a hadith or an ayah. You're too good for that. So that's what the Prophet ﷺ is referring to. So that's one. Batarul haq, it prevents you from hearing the honest truth. And number two, wa ghamtun nas. Ghamtun nas literally is that you look down upon people. So you've created this persona about yourself that you're superior over others. So even when nobody is talking to you, just by whether it be association, so you come from a particular family, a particular tribe, a particular caste, it doesn't matter. Just by association, I'm better than you. So that's the first category when we're talking about where pride comes from. Or it could also be that you've reached a certain level or status in your life, whether it be politically, socially, or what have you. So you've reached a level where Allah blessed you with knowledge, with wealth, with status, with authority, with power. And so the status that you carry, I'm better than you. I'm superior over you. And so many other categories. So we understand now at least that pride makes people do crazy things, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erase every ounce of pride from our hearts, from our lives. Remember the hadith, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam now addresses something that's important to all of us, which is, where does pride come from? How does it begin? Where does it start from? That hadith that I quoted to you earlier, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us that no one will enter Jannah that has pride where? In their heart. So where does pride begin? You actually have to stimulate pride. You have to stimulate this presence of superiority over others. You have to create that. It's not something natural. You don't naturally just feel like you're better than everyone else. That's something that, and again, you know, in this day and age that we're living in, there are multiple factors that encourage and fuel pride. What we see on TV, the conversations that we're part of, the people that we hang around with, even the families, certain members of the families that say, well, I'm not going to talk to so-and-so person. I'm not going to look at that individual. I'm not going to be associated with them. You know, we saw an example of this, believe it or not, just recently when the announcement for Eid happened. And I spoke very briefly on this subject, but long story short, when the announcement for Eid or the sighting of the moon was made in parts of Africa, so in Somalia and Kenya and Mauritania and so on, and Egypt and so on, there were actually some Muslims that were saying things like, okay, we're not going to follow them. Who are you referring to? What are you talking about? And actually, some Muslims were even very blunt and open, as like, you know, okay, well, that part of the world, their technology's messed up, you know, they're backwards anyway, they're uneducated, and they actually put the word black in their sentences. And this is just the shame of all shame. And subhanAllah, they actually, like some of these individuals actually completely denounced and denied any sort of leadership with respect to the sighting of the moon, announcing Eid, when it came from groups of people or countries like, quote-unquote, them. Again, this goes back to Iblis. This goes back to the attitude of Iblis. And yes, I am going to say it. Like, if you have any sort of kibr or racism in you for your fellow Muslim or your fellow companion, your fellow human being, if you have at least a trait of that or an element of that in your heart or in your life, then you certainly are carrying the qualities of Iblis himself. And so it's a shameful attitude to have. It's a shameful quality in a human being. And as I said to you before, it causes people to say and do the worst of the worst. So let's really understand what we're talking about here with respect to this massive subject of pride. There is no doubt that pride is within, internally in our ummah. Muslims and communities at large, there's pride everywhere. As a matter of fact, there is pride just all over social media amongst Muslims. When we argue, when we disagree, you know, somebody will give an opinion about something. It could be anything. I see yellow, and somebody says, no, it's not yellow, it's a lighter shade of orange. And then it turns into a big debate, and we start fighting each other. Why? Because of the color of what we're talking about. But the point is, one person will say, oh, you're this, you're that, call you names, call you out, say that you're, you know, you're lazy, you're not a true da'i, you're not this, you're not that. Just because we can't see eye to eye on a subject, pride fuels that. Because basically what you're doing is you're trying to project that, hey, my opinion is superior to yours. Even though the subject we're talking about has various opinions, who cares? I want my opinion to topple over your opinion. And so the cycle continues. So this is why our Prophet ﷺ was so strict about it. But listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this. There are so many places in the Quran. I didn't even know where to begin. I didn't know which section to tackle. So I decided, okay, I went to a particular verse in Surah An-Nahl where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. No doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete knowledge of what is hidden or concealed and what is apparent and obvious. So that's the first hint how Allah addresses pride. In other words, Allah is saying, I know what's in you. Even if you don't show it, I know it's there. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. If you have an atom's weight of good in you, I can see it. I know it's there. So even if you don't show it, but it's in you and it's in your heart, I counted it. It's worth something. But then the antithesis is also true. The opposite is true. That any sort of evil, mistake, or things, shabrun is things that are unpleasant. So kibr is certainly unpleasant. Pride is unpleasant. I see it. I know it. It's there. Even if you don't show it, erase it. Because why? That type of pride will never enter Jannah. Now, scholars have explained exactly what this meant. Does this mean that somebody who is Muslim, who believes in Tawheed, who believes in Allah and the Messenger, والسلام, who does all the things that they're supposed to do, they pray, but yet they have an ounce of pride in their heart, does this mean that they will not enter Jannah just because of that 1 ounce of pride? The scholars explained this hadith and said no. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah narrows it down and he says that the pride that's being referred to in this hadith is the pride that, again, that allows you or you've convinced yourself that you're superior and better over others. If you leave this earth with that kind of pride in you, that's the pride that could prevent you from entering Jannah. So in other words, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah says that person will have to be punished for that pride in the fire for an X amount of time until Allah wills, and only then they will be allowed in Jannah. So in other words, it's a punishable act. That's the point. And if you leave this earth with that kind of pride in you, that I'm better, that I don't care, that I'm superior, and so on and so forth, that's the pride the hadith is referring to. It's not the pride that we're, the other types of pride where we're proud to be Muslim, we have this sense of pride where we're able to worship Allah, that we're able to do the things and we're proud of that. That's a different type of pride. Sahabas had that kind of pride where they were proud of themselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them, that they gave them the leadership of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So we're not talking about that kind of pride. We're talking about the evil type of pride that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the Quran warns us against. Now, last thing, as we continue with this ayah, Allah concludes it and he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Indeed, surely or verily, he does not love anybody that has an ounce of pride or kibr in them. So what is this all? Let's summarize all of this. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that he doesn't love it. He doesn't appreciate it. But he no doubt knows when it's there and he has complete knowledge of it. Despite how much you might want to try to hide or you might want to try to conceal that, it's there and it's obvious and he understands. Some of the scholars, when they look at verses like this, they've interpreted that when Allah says he knows, meaning he knows and he will account you for it. He'll call it out. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. So on the Day of Judgment, Allah tells us in Surah Ali Imran, He'll place in front of you all of your deeds, all of your good deeds in front of you. And muhdara gives us the illustration that it's even the kind of deeds you never thought was going to be counted. It ended up showing up on the scale. So you're going to be sitting there and be like, oh my goodness, that one time I showed pride, it actually made it. It's on my scale because Allah then says, وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. And even all of the deeds that were ugly, unpleasant, pride. So the believer could potentially be there and look at both of their scales and be like, oh, all the good things are there, but wait a minute. The one time I backbited against somebody, it actually made it on my scale of bad deeds. The times that I have kibr and pride, Allah knew it and He counted it, and I'm seeing it now on my scale. So these are the things that we have to be very, very cautious of, very cognizant of the fact that if you have this in you, so here's the I guess you could say the litmus test now. How do you know if you have this kind of pride? When somebody gives you advice, and especially, I'm not talking about the advice where they put you down or make you feel bad or just shouting and screaming and insulting you. That's not even advice. There isn't not even a da'if hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam speaking to anybody this way, telling anybody or teaching anybody Quran and hadith this way by screaming and shouting and making fun of them and insulting them. There's not even a da'if hadith of him doing that. So if somebody's trying to advise you and be like, "Akhi, I'm just trying to advise you, you know, I think you're a big idiot, I think you're crazy, I think you don't know anything, but I'm just trying to advise you, okay, jazakallahu khairan, you know, just understand I have a good heart." Stop it. Don't try to cover up bad habits with this beautiful cover or this beautiful way of life, al-Islam. Don't do that. So how you know you have this? When somebody tries to advise you and you don't want to hear it, and you don't have a valid reason not to hear it. You just don't want to hear it because it's coming from them, whoever they are. So that's one. So you're judging advice or direction based on the person, not on their knowledge. Number two, how you know you have pride is, again, it's that whole superiority factor. Just that I'm better than others because I studied, I went to A, B, and C, I learned this, my sheikh is that, I have this status, I've lived this long, I've had this much experience, and you just go back and forth. So status, association, presence, position, those factors have nothing to do with guidance and hidayah. So if you feel that just by association or affiliation that you're better than somebody, so they shouldn't speak to you in that way, that's called kibr, that's called pride. And the Prophet ﷺ warned over and over and over. Why? Because pride is one of those things that easily finds its way in your personality, in your heart. And sometimes it gets there without you even knowing, without you even understanding. Like somebody would talk to you and just be, and you kind of look at them and give them your back and turn your face away. And then you realize, wait a minute, why did I turn away from them? They were actually telling me the right thing. They were actually giving me good advice. So nasiha, we're coming to that in one of the later videos of just how to give good advice to people, because the Quran and Sunnah is very explicit, very beautiful in how we should advise each other. But at least for now, kibr, one of the things that it also does is that it prevents you from the truth, as we mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ defining it, that it blocks you or creates a barrier between you and the truth. So I usually at the end of this video would tell you to try to get others to watch it so that at least they can, you know, stimulate some thought, some reflection, and hopefully benefit from it. But if they have pride, they won't care. They'll probably say, "Hey, look at this guy. He's wearing a Puma shirt. He's got like 14 of these." And by the way, guys, I have to address this because some of you messaged me about it. The Puma symbol there, I see that. Yes, I know it's a picture of an animal. And I know the Prophet ﷺ might perfectly understand that praying, scholars had differed on this. The vast majority said that images like this you shouldn't pray with because they distract. And there are other factors that are involved with images on pictures, on shirts, and so on. That's for salah. Wearing this, this is my house shirt. So me being in my house, I wear what I have just as home clothing. So I hope you guys understand that when it is time to pray, I will definitely put something over this, or I change the shirt altogether. So don't pay attention to this sort of thing. Let's just focus on what we're talking about here. So at the end of the day, if you can, the last thing that I'll mention to you, how do you tackle pride? Well, pride is one of those things where you don't give up on. It has to be, it's like as if you have a sledgehammer and you have to keep beating against the wall until the wall starts to crack. And when it starts to crack, bits and pieces of the wall, fragments of the wall start to fall off. But eventually, as you keep hitting towards it, you break through. And that's what pride is. It's this enormous shell of superiority and that you're better than others. All of these things, all of these qualities, they can be broken and shelled away. It is possible. It's not impossible for somebody to have pride that they don't remove those qualities from them. So it is certainly possible. Every single ailment or struggle or difficulty that is upon us that we need to improve, as long as we are alive, we have what it takes to improve. As long as you're listening to this, and if you feel like you have some pride in you, then guess what? This is a huge step towards you healing that, inshallah ta'ala. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heals myself, my heart, my life, that any ounce of pride that I may have, may Allah azza wa jalla remove it from me, from my life, and from all of you as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this quality from our hearts and in our lives, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, even if there's an atom's weight of pride in us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove it from our hearts and from our lives. This stuff is, these are the kinds of things that destroy relationships. You know, when a husband or a wife, they're too proud to listen to what their spouse has to say, what their worries and their concerns are. I don't care. And you kind of just walk away and dump the issue. That's pride motivating and pushing that behavior. Too proud to listen to a particular imam or a particular shaykh, especially if they don't give you the answer that you're hoping for, which is another issue we're going to be talking about. Point is that you didn't get the answer you were looking for. So, okay, he's too strict. He's too simple, he's too off, he's too lazy, so we don't need to go to him anyways. That's pride pushing that kind of behavior and attitude. So we need to ensure that we do our very best to humble ourselves. And remember, an ounce of pride, as a matter of fact, not even an ounce, a mustard seed equivalent of pride in our hearts is enough to prevent us from entering Allah's paradise. Wal'iyadhu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure us if we have this quality in us. May Allah remove it. Never allow us to be of people of pride. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to refine our character, to purify our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to increase us in knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah. Allahumma ameen. So this is our short reminder today in this series. We will continue bi-idhnillahi ta'ala tomorrow with another subject, another verse or hadith. Fajazakumullahu khayran. Please, wherever you are, stay safe, stay healthy. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you strength. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran, everyone. Take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.